Hi, I'm Mickey Williams with Bites by MSDN, and today we're talking to Bill Loden from IT Mentors.
Hi, Mickey.
Hey, we're mixed today. It's exciting stuff.
It is.
What are you interested in today?
Well, I'm here primarily to see what's new in Windows Azure and kind of catch up with the Windows Azure team and any announcements that they make.
Great. You know, one of the things that we were talking about earlier was when people think about installing the tools that are needed, you know, they may have heard about Azure, but they may not have started yet. But, you know, they don't actually have to go out and find these tools individually.
No, if you go look at the web platform installer, it's microsoft.com/web, and that takes care of everything. So it'll take care of IIS installation, it'll take care of your Visual Web Developer Express, it'll take care of the Azure tools. So pretty much your one-stop shop for being able to develop for Azure.
Right. And the great thing about it is it makes sure that you have all the prerequisites and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then when it comes to Azure, I don't think a lot of people are aware of the wide variety of storage options that are available.
There are. And, of course, storage is something that you kind of need to rethink a little bit when you're moving to the cloud. And so that's going to be something that people need to consider because, you know, now you're running on commodity hardware.
Right.
You're in the cloud. Instances get spun up and taken down as you want them to.
Right.
And so you can't just, you know, point to a local database right there, you know, sitting next to your IIS instance. You've got to think about that. And so Microsoft has provided several options. Windows Azure Storage has three different types of storage built in: blobs, tables, and queues. And then you've also got SQL Azure. So if you still need that relational database, you've got SQL Server running in the cloud. And it's great because it's pretty much SQL Server right there. You can use the same tools. You can use the same APIs. You just, in many cases, it's as simple as uploading your data to the cloud and then changing your connection string.
Right. I think a lot of people are surprised about how easy it is to take an existing database
and
just push it up to the cloud.
It is. You wouldn't expect it to be so easy, and then it's just it's a revelation.
Yeah, exactly. And then what kind of advice can you give someone who's looking at going to the cloud but maybe hasn't taken that first step yet?
Well, definitely check out all the many resources on MSDN. There's a great series of How Do I videos where certain steps are broken down into small, very consumable chunks, you know, 5-10 minute videos on how to do a certain thing.
Right.
There's a lot of great white papers there, and like I said, the How Do I videos. And then, of course, just get started. I mean, again, the web platform installer is a great place to go and installs on your local development machine. You can start, you know, writing apps today.
Yeah. And, you know, it is actually getting to be quite a mature product, if you think about it.
It
is. Azure's been around for a while now.
It is. It was, you know, originally announced in November of 2008. Right. So now we're moving on to where the tools have evolved a lot. And the nice thing about coming into it now, if there's, you know, folks out there who are just coming to it now, is a lot of that maturing and evolution has already happened.
Exactly.
So they won't learn the CTP version of the API. They'll learn the RTM version.
Exactly.
And so they'll be able to get right in and hit the ground running.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming and talking to us today.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right, thank you. All right, and thanks for watching.